Hello and welcome to the G Chord Pictures podcast. I'm your host with
Me, hi.
Hello, and I'm doing the intro this time. So yay.
Yep, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
So E3's been going on.
Very hyped.
A lot of new exciting stuff coming out.
And you only like, and you're only hyped for three things. Which are.
Well, the first I'm very excited for is probably Watch Dogs Legion. I played the first and the second, and I haven't finished the second yet, but I still think it's great. But my favorite is still Watch Dogs 1. Then I'm very excited for Dying Light 2. Been waiting for it a long time, and then
Isn't one
the
of your favorite games Dying Light?
oh yes, I love it. It is. I've been like. I really like zombie games and post-apocalyptic stuff and wastelands and stuff, but I think just Dying Light really did it good. It's just that the first game was very short, and it missed a lot of potential in my opinion, but it's really good game, so I'm really excited for the second.
I couldn't say I've never played Dying Light or have ever seen anything from it. It could have been a farming game as far as I know.
It's really not.
No, but like you see, you could tell me it's a farming game and I'd believe you. Like
It is really not. It's post-apocalyptic zombie game.
right.
And then I'm also very excited for the Marvel Avengers game. Even though it's only gonna be released on PS4 and I don't have one. So I'm sad.
I'm going to be honest with you, like we record we're before recording we look through the game list of E3 to see what's interesting. And I've seen the Marvel Avengers game for the first time ever in my life. This is the first time I've ever even heard of its existence.
I saw the trailer like 2 days ago, I think. Yeah. 1 or 2 days
Don't
ago.
know.
Either saw it yesterday or 2 days ago. I don't remember. But I was like watching the trailer, right? And then I'm gonna look in the description to see like, okay, when is this coming out? 'Cause this looks awesome. And then it says release only for PS4. And I'm like,
Ooh,
I hate
that
my
sucks.
yeah, but I have a friend who is also a very big Marvel fan, like myself, and we just made a deal like I could go to his house and then play it at, yeah,
Is
with
that
him.
also the guy you always go to the cinema with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen a single Avengers movie, so I wouldn't really be interested except for playing with Guardians of the Galaxy, or maybe they're dead. I know. I don't know.
I mean, this is a spoiler-free zone, so I won't say anything.
Bro, those movies have been out for months now, and we're on the internet where every Avengers movie is getting memed at. You can spoil anything.
Okay, they all die
Iron
except for
Man's dead.
Rocket, but then they get, yeah, everyone dies except for Rocket, but yeah, then they get brought
Who's
back to
Rocket?
life. Rocket is the little raccoon.
Oh yeah, I forgot his name was Rocket.
Yeah, everyone dies except for him. But yeah, they all get brought back to life again. So yeah.
Okay. And then Iron Man still dies. All right.
The only one who dies is Iron Man. But I mean, something I didn't like about Endgame, now I know you haven't seen it, so you probably couldn't care less, but they actually missed one Avenger, which I'm really sad about, which is Quicksilver.
Oh, was that? Yeah, I heard her. I heard about her existence 2 days
Quicksilver's a
ago.
guy.
His existence. Never mind, I haven't heard from his existence, I guess. But wasn't he like a fan favorite, but not having a single like standalone movie?
He is probably one of the most liked X-Men characters, and then he also showed up in Age of Ultron.
Wait, he's an X-Man?
Yeah, he's an X-Men.
Wait, maybe I know him. I've watched those movies.
He's like the
No, never
fat.
mind.
He's the f fast dude who like saves everybody from the school and in the kitchen fight. That's probably the most popular scenes, definitely. Also plays
Yeah,
tennis with
I'm looking
himself.
at him right now. I really don't know him.
But he also showed up in the Avengers Age of Ultron as Scarlet Witch's brother.
All right.
Or friend, I don't remember. Either as a brother or just a really good friend, I really don't remember. But yeah. So, are there any games that you particularly are hyped for?
Well, most definitely. I haven't followed E3 at all. I actually know about Cyberpunk because, damn it, internet, it's not that interesting that Keanu Reeves is in there. I don't care. But for the rest, I've not really spent much time, like, even following E3. I watched a snippet of like the trailer for Borderlands 3, which is the game I'm probably most hyped for, because I love the Borderlands series 1, 2, and the pre-sequel, though the pre-sequel is kind of lacking. The Tales from the Borderlands are also really good, so I'm pretty hyped. The only thing that I kind of hate about Borderlands 3 is that it's not on Steam and it's only on the Epic Game Store, which is just no, just don't.
Yeah, that triggers your OCD, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I also just came across some game. This is not one I'm hyped for at all, but I just came across this game that has been released on E3, Minecraft Dungeons. An
Very.
RPG Minecraft spin-off.
What?
It's an RPG game in the style of Minecraft. I don't know how this is gonna work.
Minecraft Dungeon? Is it like.
Yeah.
It's just Minecraft 2 or something? What?
I don't know what it is. It's gonna be released by Microsoft, and it's
Oh,
apparently gonna be an action adventure game.
really looks like it. It's just, wow.
It reminds me a bit of like Minecraft Story Mode, if I look at the photos.
Yeah, it actually
Like
does
it's
look.
Minecraft but well polished.
Yeah. And then
Like
it
I didn't
kinda
even know you
has.
could improve the graphics on blocks, but.
Yeah.
What did you want to say, by the way?
It kinda has that like it kinda has like a like League of Legends. You kinda have that like bird perspective over people and your characters. It kinda looks like it has the same thing going on.
Doesn't every RPG have that?
No.
Oh.
No, I
Yeah,
mean
at least the MMORPG is like.
no, the MMORPGs are like a third person, right?
I don't know, I couldn't care less for MMORPGs. I played a couple, never liked them.
Oh, okay. I think the closest I've ever gotten to an MMORPG is probably Witch Hunter 3 or Kurt's Spell.
So, I wrote a few games down that came across my interest, which were Minecraft Dungeons, a new Star Wars game, Jedi Fallen Order,
Oh yeah.
maybe with. What?
Oh yeah, I've decided to pre I've I considered to pre-order that game, but then I saw how much it cost and then I was like, nah, never mind.
It's $60.
Yeah. It's
Yeah,
EA.
well, yeah. I just hope that $60 is all you have to pay instead of the 180 for every map of shit.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk 2077, like it looks decent. It doesn't look like the best game ever. Like everyone on the internet is kind of making it. Wait a second, we'll be right back. Let me cut in that. Yeah? Margarita! Twee, nee, één! God damn it.
What happened?
Yeah, I'm sorry, my mom just called through. So I'm just gonna continue right now. Just have this little cut in here.
Yeah.
So there's also like a Battletoads remaster that I've come across, and I actually did play Battletoads, not in the 90s, just on my room with a laptop which could run an emulator, but that's a game. Then you have a new Gears of War. Don't really care because I have never played Gears of War, but might interest some people. I have Dying Light in here, but I don't know it at all. So that, and now a game that I actually do kind of are that I am kind of interested in is the Forza Horizon 4. I think it's a DLC or something. Lego Speed Champions.
Lego Speed
It,
Champions?
yeah.
What is that?
Well, looking at the name, it's probably a Lego version of like for Forza Horizon 4.
Oh.
Lego expansion. Let me see. Oh yeah, it's literally just a Forza Horizon 4 game with, but instead of normal, just with Lego.
Oh. Cool.
Wait, let me see and send you a screenshot. That's how it looks. Looks pretty cool, to be honest.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it looks kind of dope, actually.
Well, it's, I mean, Lego Racers from like what, 99 or something. I used to play that game a lot. It was also a good racing game.
I remember like playing Lego games on Nintendo, like the real original Lego games, like Lego Indiana Jones and Star Wars and stuff.
Yeah, I played all of those Lego games as well, but on the Xbox 360.
And I've had a yeah, I still have my Xbox 360, I think. Yeah, actually, but I just bought it because I was a little kid and very impatient, and I didn't want to save up for a PS4. And I have like one game to it, which is Halo.
Well, you have good taste, I guess.
It
I
came
like
with
my.
the, it came with the, it came with the console.
Well,
This is Oh
I
yeah.
guess the guy you bought it from had good taste.
Yeah, I bought it from like a production store. Like when you buy that kind of console, I don't know if they still do because I don't check that out anymore. We don't have those kind of stores in my town anymore, really. But they would always come with a game. But I remember actually also buying Minecraft for Xbox 360.
Could it, like, I don't know if you have this in Denmark. I guess you do. MediaMarkt? Like,
What?
wait, do you have that in, let me just Google quick Google search if you have that. Like,
What did you say?
wait, let me just type it up because I don't know how you would pronounce it. MediaMarkt.
No, I don't think we have. Doesn't seem familiar.
Europe's one. Wait a second. It has an entire place. In 2016, it is not in Denmark. Denmark is the only country, like almost, like it's, what the fuck? Like you're one of the only ones that doesn't have that doesn't have this store. Like Sweden has it, Germany has it, and then you're in between. That's kind of depressing. Also, a couple of Elder Scrolls games were on the Bethesda show, which are Legends, the weird card game, and the Android game Blades. Don't care too much. Two new Wolfenstein titles, which I am pretty excited for. I've never played Wolfenstein, but it always looked like a really great game to me. Then you have a new Doom game. Don't care as much as well. Then you have Watch Dogs Legions, which we just talked about. New Tom Clancy games, another Just Dance, because why the fuck would you not want to dance every year for $60 that you give to EA? It's like FIFA, but worse.
Actually.
Nintendo also released a couple of like. Fuck. Like, announced a couple of games that look really interesting to me. Luigi's Mansion 3. Yeah, I played the first one on the GameCube, loved it. And I play and I No, I didn't own the second one, but I played it so much it was almost like I owned it. But it was that was the first time I came across like online play through Nintendo, and it still doesn't work. Thank you, Nintendo. Then you have Link's Awakening remake of Legend of Zelda, which was a game from 1997. So that looks really cool.
That is really old now, also.
But remake... Sorry.
I'm looking at The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening right now, and it actually looks really dope.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And then the best remake we'll ever see, ever, and this is better than the Final Fantasy VII remake, SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated. Now, I literally just told you this because I was too hyped for this, but you haven't ever played or heard of Battle for Bikini Bottom.
No, I'm not.
So, let me just ask you, what the fuck happened in your youth?
I don't know. We had, like, that... Oh, now I forgot what it... Sly, I think it was called?
Sly?
The game with, But like the raccoon who's a criminal, like who's a thief and stuff, like.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't remember. Sly Cooper, I think it is called.
Oh, wait. Cooper, yes. And a raccoon, that, yeah.
Sly Cooper. Yeah, with like the turtle and I don't remember what the other animal was.
It rings a bell, but I don't really know. But Battle for Bikini Bottom was one of my favorite games on... I don't remember if I played this on the GameCube or on the original Xbox. I think the original Xbox. And then I played it once or twice on the GameCube with my friend. But that was it.
Oh.
Also, this is pretty funny because you just started playing it after you bought it. The Witcher 3 is coming to the Switch.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, that enormous game is coming to such a little platform, yes.
Wow.
Awesome. Talking about The Witcher 3, I'm just going to ignore E3 right now. What did you think? Because you just started playing it. I played it before, like, a little bit. And we talked about this a little bit, but playing more hours, what is your...
I think I have, like, opinion. 4 hours on the game right now, so I can't really say much. But I think there is... It's cool. I really like the concept with monsters hiding in the world and stuff, and you can get attacked at any time and stuff, but there is painfully a lot of cutscenes, in my opinion. And there's also, like, a lot of traveling. And I expected a little more action. But I think I watched like an hour and a half worth of cutscenes.
Damn.
Like, and I'm not overreacting or anything. I actually think that I've been watching that much of cutscenes because there's a lot. And they can be really long. And it's like,
yeah, they can be.
I just expected more doing, you know?
Yeah, I think that's just because at the moment you're 4 hours in, so you need to get into the story first. So they're gonna give you a lot of cutscenes to make you clear on what the game is about. That's also why you're not probably doing much action, because that will come along the way.
Yeah, I also think like when you really get deep into like finding that girl, Ciri girl, and you get a little more into the Wild Hunt, I think that there will be a little more action. I have no idea, but I hope so.
Yeah, I couldn't tell because I played even less of The Witcher 3. And I installed it when we talked about it, so I'm probably going to start playing it again just because I have to give it another shot because I didn't really give it a shot.
Mm. Well, actually, look, right now I have 6 hours on it. Not much, though, but...
That's more than me. I got 2.
Oh. Most definitely. Yeah, it's really one of those fantasy-filled games, you know? Like, you gotta have a real good fantasy to, like, execute something like that. And I really think that is amazing when people can do that. That's why I also am a huge fan of Harry Potter and stuff. But I just think there's just, like, a lot of just watching and just... using your mouse button. I barely use my keyboard in the game.
Well, I guess to move, like WASD.
Yeah, and then a few like combos and stuff, like magic and stuff, but it's mostly just picking choices and stuff in cutscenes.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell because it would be unfair for me to give any opinion on the game since I haven't even completed the first achievement where, what was it again? Like find someone.
Find Yennefer,
Yeah,
I think.
Yennefer.
Yeah, it's I. Yeah, I don't know, but there's just that name just triggers me in some way. It's just like
Yennefer.
I feel the need to say Jennifer,
Yeah, but then you
which,
say Yennefer and you're like, what the fuck?
yeah, because it's with an I, not a J. So it's like, okay, this is
Yeah.
like this angers me, like.
But not even Jennifer, no, just Jennifer. Like, Yennefer.
Yeah.
Like, don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, coming to the Switch is Resident Evil 5 and 6, by the way.
Ooh.
I was close to buying Resident Evil 4, and I really did wanted to buy it, but because I live in Germany, there was a fun little fucking thing called this product and will only be available in German with the low violence version. Like, just suck it up, Germans.
What?
Yeah, every single like most action games are like have a low violence version that you can only buy.
Fuck? That's weird.
At least I can just go like to the Netherlands and just buy it there and activate it there.
But isn't it
Like I
like changing the game, like making it low violence, or are they just like changing the graphics?
both.
Both.
Yeah, like you know Call of Duty, I think Black Ops 2, you have swastikas on, or I don't know what game like loves the Nazis, probably most of them,
Yeah.
but you have swastikas on like the uniforms and in the German version that's for example just a cross instead of the swastika because Germans don't like that shit,
Yeah.
though they came up with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also own a game which is, well, probably illegal actually, but it's like it's a classic in gaming which is called Manhunt.
Oh yeah, that game. Wait, is that illegal in your country?
Probably.
Isn't it just a game about like finding creative ways and more ways to murder people?
Yeah, but really fucked up ways.
Damn.
But I think Germany actually banned it.
Wait, what was it called again?
Manhunt.
Manhunt. Is it on Steam?
Well, yes, but I don't know if you can find it. Like, I haven't activated, but I don't know if you can still buy it in the store. I know you can buy it through G2A, probably, but I
Because
got it through a bundle.
I thought I saw it on Steam once.
But I'm looking at the Wikipedia right now. It says in Germany, the Amtsgericht in Munich
I
confiscated.
considered to buy it, but I was like, meh.
Did you just. What? I think you just talked without me even noticing.
What?
Like, I don't know if your mic cut out, but you suddenly said, I considered buying that.
I think I just maybe just like paused, but yeah, I can. It's just I considered buying it when I saw it on Steam, because I like was bored out of my mind and I really didn't have anything to play or watch or anything. So I was like looking for a game. And I was like, I searched like on up on Google like action-filled games, and then Manhunt came up and I searched it on Steam and then it was there and then I was just like, nah, no, I'm not gonna buy that. I'm gonna try to find something else, but. I considered to buy it for a moment.
Well, Manhunt is actually great, but the problem is because it was released in 2003, or one. I don't know what it. Well, let me see. I'm on the Wikipedia page anyway. It was released in 2003.
Isn't there also Manhunt 2?
Yeah, but I don't have that one.
Oh.
Because Manhunt 2, let me see. Video game series. There's two games, and you have an entire page for two games. 2007 was that released, and if my internet could load a little bit faster, which would be great. Well, it can't, apparently.
Oh.
But the funny thing is about Manhunt, because I actually had trouble even launching it, because it was a game made for like stuff like Windows XP. So with Windows 10, not many of those games will work. But Manhunt did work, but then you come to a specific moment in your game, and it just crashes. Well, at least for me, it does. But looking at it right now, in Germany, the Amtsgericht in Munich confiscated all versions of Manhunt for violence. So they didn't ban it, I think. They just confiscated every version of it. Like, if you own a copy, you had to give it up. I don't agree with that, but okay. What? Manhunt 2 was released on the Wii?
What?
On the Nintendo Wii, the family-friendly console, was Manhunt 2.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Okay, like, I remember, like, when I had my Wii, right? It would also always be fun to, like, play with my mom or something, or maybe, like, some friends. It'd be funny if they, and I was, like, very young at that time, right? So,
yeah.
Just, now I'm just imagining, like, they would come and just, like, try to play with me, and just the shock of just, like, started to play Manhunt.
But, like, the Wii is the one console my parents actually, well, my dad at least, enjoyed playing on. Before, like, yeah, you have, like, the Commodore from, like, fucking the Commodore 64 was, he owned this, 1982. That's not a console, that's a keyboard. But, like, he actually enjoyed playing on the Wii. Like, he loved Wii Sports.
Oh, okay, I was, like, thinking, because when I had my Wii, right, I had this disc with approximately 150 games on it, right?
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, and I was just like, wait, I actually think I have Manhunt on that, because I realized, I was just, like, thinking about this logo, right, where it was, like, a fearsome eye or something, and I was like, I'm right now just looking up the games, right? And then I just see Manhunt Game 2, and it's the same logo. So when I think about it, I had Manhunt on my Wii.
Do you still have that disc?
Yeah, I do.
So, like, this is the logo, right? Wait. My internet is slow. Maybe it's because I still have my video game open that I played before recording this.
This is the logo for Manhunt 2. I just sent it to you.
Yeah, I was about to send the exact same photo.
Yeah. I had that on my Wii. Now I want to go home and just, like.
That's actually really funny.
Now I want to play it. Now I want to try and play it on my Wii.
Like your motion control trying to kill someone.
Yeah, it's just like I'm just thinking about, like, because what if 7-year-old me tried to play that game?
Well, you probably wouldn't even know what's going on. Or you'd be horrified.
Yeah.
Or you're a little psycho that just laughs.
Yeah.
Would be me.
I knew about killing and stuff because there was this, like, hunting game on the disc too, and I tried that out. And I didn't want to play it because you had to kill animals.
God.
Yeah.
Talking about animals, My Little Pony is getting a lesbian couple.
Speaking of which, by the way,
this is
what who?
Hmm?
Who is the lesbian couple? Wait, hold on. Real quick.
Lesbian couple in My Little Pony. Let me see.
Bah?
Victor's muted, but just know that your voice recording
Oh,
audio
but
is
yeah,
not
I'm
going to be
gonna
muted, so whatever you're going to say, everyone can hear it. I don't know if you talked with your mute mic muted.
I did.
Okay. Let me see. I'm looking at a BuzzFeed news article that this is going to be the best. I'm just going to read what it says. The final season of My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic will include a lesbian pony couple just in time for Pride Month. Oh yeah, it's Pride Month. Happy
Oh
Pride
yeah.
Month.
Yeah.
An upcoming episode titled The Last Crusade will feature Aunt Holiday and Auntie Lofty, a couple who takes care of the school-age character Scootaloo. There's so much wrong with that sentence alone. Like, you don't say, ooh, Aunt Holiday and Auntie Lofty. And
Scootaloo.
then they take care of a school-age character called Scootaloo. Scootaloo!
Scootaloo. Yeah, actually, it sounds like just pure autism.
Wait, is My Little Pony based off of a book?
Nah,
Because
wait,
I'm
what?
seeing, like, a tweet. Are they really lesbians in the actual book?
What?
There's some. This is based off of a fucking book? What?
We are experiencing and learning
Oh
from
my
our own
god.
podcast. Is it?
No, but I just found the fucked up shit ever.
What?
Wait a second. There is. No, I want to see the amount. How many books are there? I'm not kidding. There's a lot.
Oh God.
Like, just look at my screen right now on Discord. I'm sharing it. Look at this.
Holy shit.
I'm just going through it.
Are those books all of them?
And the thing is, there are like 20, 13, 14, 15, 15, 15, 16, 18.
Holy shit.
This is
Damn.
insane. I think I lost Victor there for a moment. My Discord just crashed. So, there's a lot of books about My Little Pony, but I'm just gonna wait. I probably Victor's gonna talk because, yeah, but my Discord is kind of crashing, so I'm reconnecting. This is great while doing a podcast. Hello,
Are you there?
Victor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cut out, so I don't know what you said in the last minute.
Oh, I was like, are those all books?
Yes, these are all books.
Damn.
I don't know who even buys these.
Imagine having a collection of every single one of them.
Well, probably some 30-year-old brony does.
Probably.
I don't get the appeal, but then again, I don't get the appeal of so
So,
many things.
apart from books and E3, one of my favorite hip hop artists, NF, released a new song called "The Search," with also a new music videos and a music video and new tour dates.
I've watched two of those, not the tour dates. The thing that actually made me laugh about the video is other rappers are like flexing with their Lamborghinis, and he's just with a shopping cart from a Walmart, just
Yeah.
casually just carrying it around.
Yeah, that's also what like a lot of people are impressed with NF. He doesn't swear, he doesn't flex, and he is still so successful.
He's like the white Will Smith.
Yeah.
At least he's not that. At least NF is not that cringy, though.
Yeah. I don't think NF is cringy at all.
Well,
I
some of
think
his songs are like really pop, so for me, it's kind of cringy, but.
But
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. I really like his songs, and stuff, but it's just I forgot what I was gonna say.
Great. Well, I listened to The Search before like recording this, and I actually am really impressed.
Yeah.
I don't know how anyone can listen to this bullshit for an hour, just me stuttering over and over again. But the thing that impressed me most was probably the lyrics. Like, those were really good. Then you have the flow and the change of speed and volume, like loud, and it's the same with the beat. It's like starts off really calm and then goes in a calm. And
yeah, and there's like, it's like the beat goes really hard.
Yeah, I actually did enjoy that song.
Yeah. Yeah, same. When I first heard it, I was like, I was in shock. It was, I just thought it was so good.
Yeah, I actually was impressed. Mostly because, like, I like NF music as far as what I've heard. But it's not that I think, like, oh my god, it's everything I've ever wanted in my entire life.
I don't think I've actually... Have you thought about that, about an artist before?
About an artist before? What do you mean?
Like, oh my god, this is everything I want and prefer in an artist.
Yes.
Who?
Eminem.
Oh. Well, yeah, I could have figured myself.
Yeah, but like, Eminem is more than, like, more than his music is what I love. Like, all parts. I love B-Rabbit from 8 Mile, the actor. I love Marshall Mathers, the guy making the music. I love Eminem, the one making the one actually singing and rapping. Then I love Ken Keniff, the gay sexual, the gay sexual.
The gay sexual?
The homosexual dude from all the skits. Then you have Slim Shady, the freaky, fucked up one. Stan, the good one. He has so many alter... what do you call it again?
Alter...
Images? It's almost like he's PewDiePie.
Oh.
With Pew News, like Mary Ham, Poppy Gloria, Gloria Borger, Poppy Harlow. Even though all of those people are Poppy Harlow and Gloria Borger are actual CNN reporters, so it's pretty funny that they're now more known because of PewDiePie.
Oh.
I don't know if you actually watch PewDiePie, but
no. I watched him once. As a young kid, but then I stopped watching him when he started doing meme reviews and stuff. I liked him when he was like playing like the gameplays and stuff, and now he just makes meme reviews and try not to laugh. It's just not great content anymore, in my opinion.
Well, there's I have a really weird history with PewDiePie. I used to hate him. Then I loved his Photoshop content. And that still cracks me up whenever I see it.
Mm.
I didn't really watch PewDiePie play games. I watched other gamers like Jacksepticeye, for example. Who I still love. And yeah, now I like him again. Like, I haven't hated him in that while, and now I love, like, him as a... How simple it is, like, the biggest YouTuber on YouTube right now, except for some record company making shit in Indian music.
Didn't they use Sawbot too?
Probably, it's T-Series, dude. They now do have 100 million subscribers. The first ones to reach it. But then again, have you heard from T-Series after the meme ended? No. See how irrelevant they are in the rest of the world?
Mm.
But then again, PewDiePie is the biggest just content creator, not music creator, in
true.
In the entire entirety of the internet, actually.
Yeah.
And he, how does he do it? By making, by looking at memes. Like, there's, you need to have respect for, like, you gotta have respect for someone who can do something so simple and still keep on being successful.
Yeah. Hasn't PewDiePie reached 100 million yet?
God, wait, you're lagging, let me, wait, you're lagging so much.
Wait, it should be better now.
Wait, what did you just say?
It should be better now.
Yeah. Let me just actually end my video game that I was playing.
Oh, you were playing while doing this?
Yeah, no, I had it open.
There?
I had it... what? Yeah. I had it open before, so...
Oh.
And then you called me, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry?
No, you were saying?
No, I really didn't, but...
Oh.
What did you want to say?
Nothing, I was just about to say, but you were saying...
That so now we're PewDiePie stuck. Can just... With... Like... PewDiePie is the greatest on YouTube, even though he, with such simple content, and people love it.
Yeah.
Yep. Let me see, what also happened this week? I don't know. But at least I'm glad you're back right now for like last week, but, yeah. For the people watching. What the fuck were you doing, and why did some other guy replace you?
I was having guests over, and I completely forgot that we had to do a podcast. So my mom had guests over and asked if she should invite some of her friends' kids, and I was like, yeah, okay, sure. And then I was like hanging out with some my mom friends' kids, and I had guests over.
And you were like, fuck. Well, yeah. Okay.
And, speaking of, not making it to podcast, I might not be able to make it, maybe the next few times. I might be able to make it the next time, but I might miss a few times because I am gonna have surgery.
Oh, what for?
Heart.
Wait. Oh, yeah, you had heart problems, but... Is it actually that bad?
It's not bad. It but it's like in 20 minutes I can beat up to 7 to 10% of my blood that I should be pumping out on a whole day. I can pump it all in like 15 minutes.
Oh god, that's and not it's, good.
Yeah, and it's really like using up my heart, so eventually when I get older it can't stop. But I can get a surgery just this once. It should be over. Or I could take medicine the rest of my life, which has side effects. So, I just decided to get the one surgery. But yeah. So, might not make it. Might be a little sick. Might be under surgery. Might be under meds. Never know. But I might not make it.
Might be high as a kite.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, I did know, I didn't know this.
No. No, yeah, it's really... It's a little, out of the blue. I know.
Yeah, that sounds pretty tough, man.
It's not that bad. It's just, like... Because it's, like... It's just, like... I get, like, these heart attacks, right? Not those kind of heart attacks, but they're, like... My heart starts beating, like, really, really fast. And it is not pleasant. It hurts sometimes... But it is mostly just really uncomfortable because I can feel my arm go numb and a cold sweat and starting having trouble to breathe and stuff. It's just like that, right? It's just really uncomfortable. So I'm just going to get like this surgery, get it over with, and then I shouldn't have these attacks anymore. Yeah.
But do you still have to like live with hard conditions for the rest of your life?
No, I don't think so. It's just this one thing. I think, I don't know. I mean, right now I am registered as a heart patient. I don't know if I'm gonna continue to be registered as that, but I think like for a little while I will. But then it will sign me off, I'm pretty sure.
Down.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's, I don't know why, but that actually just really shocked me.
Yeah, you had no idea about this.
Yeah, I mean, I can't blame you. The only time we actually talk is during the podcast,
Yeah.
which is still more consistent than any of other people I talk to, so.
Yeah, I was gonna tell you it after we finished this podcast, but like we started to get stuck, so it was like, okay, content.
What? Yeah, I guess you could say that, but this is actually pretty,
It's just a heads
pretty.
up if I might not make it the next few times on the podcast. That's it.
If you're not gonna make it, oh my God, that sounds so depressing.
I'm gonna be busy the next few times. There's gonna be a podcast, maybe.
Yeah.
So
Well.
yeah.
If it's gonna help your heart, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, your heart conditions is way more important.
Yeah, I would say so myself too. But yeah, I mean, I will be back at the podcast again, of course.
Yeah, but so like the maybe the coming up following weeks, like there might not be a podcast, just so you know. Even though probably no one listens to this at 47 minutes, but you know, if you are, then I guess you actually will be
Yeah.
noticing if there's not a new episode coming. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, should we just discuss one more topic before ending the podcast, if we can get to one?
Yeah, that seems like a good idea. Just.
Yeah, it's a bit, this is like a bad way to end it.
Yeah, but I was hoping to get the entire episode filled with, like, E3, but that.
We can talk some more
No.
about E3.
Well, there's not really much else to say. Like, there's probably some cringe and all, but I haven't followed E3 at all, so I couldn't laugh right now at, like, haha, some guy doing some cringy shit.
Not me either.
I mean, it's every E3. E3 is pretty much cringe to the max, but.
Yeah, but like, so Cyberpunk coming out in 10 months. It's really early to pre-order it, I guess.
Yeah, well, one thing that one game that is that it is gonna excite me in 2020 is GTA 6, but. If it actually will come out.
Oh yeah, if that is gonna come out, I am pretty sure I'm gonna buy
You still have a GTA 5 in your wish list. Have you played it before
it.
on like in a different console?
Yeah, I've played the old GTAs, but I have not played GTA 5. I've tried it a few times, but I've not like played it, like getting into it.
Damn. That's weird to me because everyone I know plays GTA 5.
Not me.
But then again, it's like back in the day, everyone played Call of Duty and now everyone plays GTA.
Yeah.
But actually I've started playing GTA 4 again. So it's
Oh.
funny you mention that.
What is isn't that like San Andreas?
No, GTA 4 in Liberty City, Nico.
Oh.
Yeah, I finished this game before on the Xbox 360, but I am now playing it again on PC.
Oh, I don't remember shit about any GTA games. I remember like violence, yeah.
Oh yeah, like my parents wouldn't allow me to play GTA on like till a couple of years ago, which Was the turning point for my parents to let me play anything else than Minecraft.
Oh.
Because I have two older brothers, and they've both played GTA, but they're both what like my one of my brothers is like was like playing it, and my parents heard him say something like, "Oh, come on, kill those people, kill those people." And that's not really healthy for like a 9-year-old to say. I mean, that's also why my parents banned me from playing Hyper Wheels when I was 9. Because
Wow.
I was like, come off, son, you can kill yourself. Come on. Because, like, the biker that, like, the bike dude that has his son with him. Yeah, I always try to kill him. So, my parents didn't really like that either.
Oh, something I just noticed. I'm a big fan of horror movies. Definitely the slasher ones. But there's gonna be a new movie of The Shining.
Oh, like the one from Here's Johnny? That's The Shining, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's The Shining, with the twin girls like holding hands down the hallway and the red rum and stuff. I've not
La
seen
la
the
la
old The
la la la
Shining,
la.
but I've heard a lot about it and I've thought about watching it too. Probably should.
I don't think I've ever watched a single horror movie.
You haven't?
No, I hate horror.
I love horror movies. Wait, do you like stuff like superhero movies?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Try Brightburn.
I mean, I think I can remember, I watched, obviously I watched the scary movie, but that's not scary.
That's just a parody.
Yeah, but a great character parody.
It is.
What's
It is.
that?
Yeah. What's that?
I love that movie.
Yeah, but there's gonna be a remake of The Shining apparently coming out on the 7th of November.
Cool. So you're
Yeah.
probably gonna go. Wait, would you even be allowed to watch it in cinema?
You really have to be 15, but I look like someone at 15, so yeah,
15?
I probably can.
I mean, aren't you in November like 15?
I don't remember. Wait, it's November
You don't
4.
remember your own birthday.
I don't remember when November is. November is after October, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, then I'm 15.
November is the 11th. October is the 10th. Oh wait, yeah, I'm a month older than you. I forgot. Because my birthday is in September and you're October.
No, I'm in a sep. Oh, mine is in September.
Oh, what? But you just said October. What?
Yeah,
Oh,
I was like, wait,
even if
November is the
November was
month
before
right
October,
after
you'd still be
October, right?
15.
Victor used confusion. It is super effective.
Yeah, right now we're on, yeah.
Yeah,
Wait,
my
what
birthday's in
day in
September.
September do you have your birthday?
The 8th.
God damn it, you're 2 days older than me. I'm the
Great.
10th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought I was a month older, and I'm actually 2 days younger.
But I mean that's cool. Yeah. I might be closer to death than you.
Probably not. Well,
We will
actually,
never know.
could be. I don't know. Death
We will
is
never know.
weird.
Yeah.
Like you could say, like you have heart conditions. You have a bigger chance, I guess you could say. But then again, I'm stupid, so I'd find a way to like get killed by a screwdriver or something.
Oh, trust me, I'm stupid and I have stupid friends, so we
At
would
least
probably
Lumsy.
die by trying to blow up a barrel.
Well, then you go out just cause style, right?
Yeah.
By the way, I won a giveaway today. I know I told you this already, but who cares? We need content.
Yeah.
I actually won a giveaway today of all BioShock games, so I'm pretty hyped. I'm installing BioShock Infinite at the time of recording this, so. I don't even know what BioShock is for a game. It wasn't it something like a puzzle action?
I have no idea.
Like, I
I don't know
heard
the game either.
the title of BioShock so many times. But
I've never, I mean, I've heard of the game, I'm pretty sure, but I have no idea what it's about.
oh, looking at the tags, look like stated on BioShock Infinite, FPS, story rich, action single player shooter. So not a puzzle game at all.
No, that doesn't sound
Maybe
like it.
there was like a puzzle level, like in Assassin's Creed or something.
Maybe. But we've been going on for an hour, so should we talk some more or should we just end it here?
I just ended here. Who cares?
Okay.
Do the outro.
Thank you for listening to this episode of G Corp G Corp Pictures Podcast, and congratulations if you watched, or I mean heard, the whole podcast
If you
throughout.
did, comment down below, cheese.
Yeah. And you're amazing if you did. Just want to let you know that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Follow Victor
So
on Twitter, even though he doesn't post anything.
I post absolutely nothing.
Well, still, follow him on Twitter. Maybe he gets verified before I
Yeah.
do. I mean, I have like 20 followers on Twitter, so.
I have like 7, I think.
7 already?
I have no idea.
I mean, I remember I was followed by a big celebrity of the Netherlands, but those are just like the people, those are like the people who just follow thousands of accounts, so they follow them back and then unfollow, so they get more followers. By the way, I just wanted to mention one thing from the Geocard Pictures podcast. SoundCloud is no more because apparently there's a maximum of hours you can upload it, and we've reached it after 3 episodes, so that's great. And I'm not gonna pay for SoundCloud Premium, so you can fuck off with SoundCloud, download Spotify or YouTube.
Yeah, easy.
So we'll see you in the next episode, whenever that's gonna be. We'll see about that. But actually, follow. No. Subscribe to Leaver's Library. Leave a like down below, and we'll see you next time. G Corp Pictures out.